Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today. Engaging family in healthcare. That's my topic. Do families play a role in the healthcare delivered to one of the family members? Is it best to go to the physician by yourself, or is it best to take a family member with you, or several family members with you? It's a controversial area. Doctors have their opinions, and family members have their opinions. Overall, doctors are not particularly comfortable when family members participate in the care of a patient of theirs, particularly if a family member comes into the consulting room and participates in the examination or the evaluation or the treatment plan outlined, you know, and so on. Doctors and physicians are not particularly trained to incorporate family members, so they are uncomfortable about it. They don't know how to do it. Physicians and doctors of various kinds have not yet been convinced that this is a positive feature of healthcare. Doctors and physicians have been much more trained and geared to just getting a patient in and out, getting a proper diagnosis, providing a proper prescription or healthcare plan, and then moving on. Whether that healthcare plan or prescription works or not, helps or not. On the other hand, the general trend and the feelings of family members, of course, is that they want to participate. They want to be part of the plan. And if they are, they're committed to helping. Considerable amount of research has shown that as family members participate, care improves, whether that's in one specialty or another. Doesn't matter the specialty. The level of care, the level of a benefit that a patient gets from his or her medical appointment improves and increases if the doctor is open to and includes family members. So this is a real battle that you have to have with your doctor. You go to a doctor and you want your family member to be there, you're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to advocate for it. You're going to have to kind of argue for it. You're going to have to approve it. You know, part of the HIPAA laws, you know, they hide behind that and say, well, HIPAA laws won't allow me to talk to a family member. Well, you can give permission and say, I want my family member to be involved, you know, and so on. So that's an issue. Now, it's been well established that up to 40% of patients in primary care going to their doctor have a diagnosable mental illness, diagnosis of some form of behavioral disturbance, emotional disturbance, depression, anxiety might be an example. 40%. So when patients come with some kind of a corollary, like an emotional distress of some type, a doctor would be well advised to include other family members to help with that. It's not a matter of just what medication to give, but it's how to care for and how to support and how to encourage family members getting over a particular disorder or getting through a particular disorder more easily and quicker. So although 40% of patients present as a primary care have a diagnosable mental disorder, more than 70% of all clinical presentations to a doctor carry some type of exacerbating psychological or sociological or vocational or religious or social exacerbation of their problem. Some form of complication to their problem that's going to require more than just a prescription of a medication. It's going to require some discussion. It's going to require some consideration. It's going to require some joint effort to not just deal with the physical body, but to deal with the surrounding factors that contributed to the stress or contributed to the illness or contributed to the breakdown, but will contribute to the resolution or to the healing, you know, process. Families play a major role in the health and welfare and the wellness and the illness and the disease and the injury and the recovery of a particular patient. So doctors are well advised to open their lives, open their mind, open their office doors, open their consulting rooms to patients coming with a patient or a family member coming with a patient. Now, family members play important roles in the life of a patient. You know that. As a family member, you play a very important role. If somebody in your family goes to a doctor, you play a important role in that. You may be a source of support. On the other hand, you may be a source of stress. You need to know that. If you're the source of stress, then you need to get that resolved and get that taken care of so that healing can take place. If you're a source of support, then you need how to know how to do it well and wisely. Do it timely. Do it in a positive way. Family members also can also be part of the solution, or they can be part of the problem. You know, we want healing. Family members can help, or they can just make the problem worse by adding more stress and more criticism and more distress and more demands and put high expectations on their family members who are not feeling well. They are almost always there somehow. That is a family member. They're almost always there somehow. Source of support or the source of stress. Source of solution or the source of a problem. They can be ignored. That is, a family member can be ignored. Or a family member can be included. Doctors have a choice. If they do not ignore and include a family member, healing takes place faster, better, easier, and more completely, and the cost less. So we need to argue in favor of family members participating in the care plan of their family members. Now, we have found benefit in our research in almost all areas of medicine. In pediatrics, certainly family members play a very positive role as they care for not only the child in their family, but whatever the child has, diabetes, asthma, obesity, and so on. We know that kids do better when mom and dad, sister and brother, are advised and included in and helped to be a support person in the care of that particular family member. Internal medicine, we have found that to be very true. Much better benefit when a family member is participating. Substance abuse and various forms of addiction, much better treatment outcome when family members are involved, whether it's kids or adolescents or adults or elderly, doesn't matter. In other words, family participation in the care, whether there's a major role or just kind of a secondary role or just a light role that they played, creates positive benefit and needs to be encouraged. Oncology, we found that to be true there as well. Healing and getting through a very vigorous treatment program for cancer can be very helped and advanced by participation in the family. Much more smooth going for treatment, much less psychological distress, much less depression associated with medical problems. Psychiatry and psychology and counseling of various kinds. Participation of the family member advances the cause of healing and of health and recovery. It's true in endocrinology. It's true in alcohol and drug treatment. It's true right across the board. Tell your doctor that you want family involvement. Tell your doctor that you want him to share his knowledge and his background and his advice and his concerns and his recommendations for treatment and so on, not only with you as the patient, but with your family member, and you designate the family member or members to be the part of that care team, part of that treatment team, be part of that recovery team. It's not a question of you and your doctor. That's not a good way to think about it. I know you hear that a lot in the news. Well, that's between the patient and the doctor. Nonsense. All the research shows that it's between the doctor, the patient, and the patient's family when making major decisions of healthcare. So don't believe that idea, but it's just between the doctor and the patient. We're past that. We know more. We know better. We have much better information. We have much better knowledge. So when the family members participate and family members become part of the process, healing takes place. Now, we know that it's a dilemma for doctors. Some doctors feel that it takes more time, and therefore they'll have to see a few less patients per day. Well, is it better to see more patients, or is it better to have healing in the patients you do see? The better to have quality health care as compared to quantity health care. Very important. So we need to train future physicians. We need to retrain current physicians and let them really see the benefit that takes place when family members become part of the process and enter into the treatment. They have things to offer themselves. They have ideas to offer. They have concerns. They've seen things that maybe a patient doesn't see. The doctor can benefit. The doctor can be wiser when talking to and listening to family members. It may take more time, but you get better quality care. It may take more time at the moment, but it takes less time overall. Some doctors have poor social skills and they just can't talk to people, so they don't want to do that. They have poor communication skills. Some doctors fear that if a family member participates, that something will be said that will reflect negatively upon them, or that a family member will sue a doctor. They're afraid of that. They're afraid that maybe there'll be an argument, a difference of opinion between patient and family members. Their fear of conflict. They have a fear of conflict. They don't know how to resolve conflict. Well, those are all factors. Those are true. Those have some reality to them. But the overall benefit outweighs some of these negative factors. So medical intervention should include family members. Delivering bad news can be facilitated by a family member being present. A doctor can maybe talk to a family member and share information that would be hard to share directly with a patient. Family members can assist in communication, whether it be a language problem or just understanding the terms and understanding medical terminology. Family members can be helpful there. Family members can be helpful in the ongoing care process. Doctors can give family members advice as to what they can do and should do to make sure that benefit occurs in the life of the patient. So doctors have the option. You can just go through the day and see a lot of patients, or a doctor can go through the day pausing enough to increase the quality of care by including family members, especially family members that are responsible and can provide information and can take information and incorporate that into the daily life of a patient in the home. So that's my recommendation. And if you are in a care situation, get involved. If you have a family member that needs care, get involved. Stay involved. Add your 2 cents and make sure that you get advice as to how what you can do. Carry out a positive program that will create healing and create wellness in your family member. So, thanks for joining me. Bye for now.